From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The White House says there will be a ceremony on the South Lawn tomorrow to sign off on the landmark health care bill. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the president is inviting all those lawmakers who supported the measure, along with other Americans whose stories he says support the need for an overhaul. Gibbs says tomorrow's signing makes good on a promise Mr. Obama made back in 2007 while still on the campaign trail.
What the president promised that day and what the president will sign tomorrow, very much the promise of affordable, accessible health care that puts people back in charge of their health care rather than insurance companies.
Mr. Obama travels to Iowa later this week, where he'll continue talking about the health care bill and its effect on average Americans. Former Presidents George W. Bush and Bill Clinton were in Haiti today in an effort to get more Americans to donate to the Earthquake Relief Fund. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Port-au-Prince.
I count for you.
Mr. Bush and Mr. Clinton and their entourage of press and security waded into a homeless camp across the street from Haiti's ruined presidential palace, where they heard from earthquake survivors living in hovels made out of cardboard and plastic sheeting.
She said she hadn't gotten any food in bed.
The American presidents were accompanied by Haitian President René Préval. As the crowd surged around them, it started chanting anti-Préval slogans. Frustration with Préval is growing as his earthquake-crippled government and the UN have struggled to provide even the most basic shelter to all the hundreds of thousands of people still living outside. Martin Costi, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
Google says it will move its China search engine off the mainland to Hong Kong. Mainland Chinese will still be able to access Google, but the results will no longer be censored, as we hear from Laura Seidel.
The decision to move the search engine comes after more than 2 months of tense negotiations between China and Google. Google told the Chinese that it planned to stop censoring its results after a major hacking attack against Google's email service that originated in China. David Drummond, a Google vice president, says the attack targeted the email accounts of human rights activists. Google will continue to keep offices in mainland China with research and development and sales personnel. Chinese authorities have called Google's decision to stop censoring results totally wrong. Chinese authorities say Google is violating a written promise and that it should follow China's laws. It's possible that the Chinese government will now step in and censor Google's results, but the company will no longer be part of that. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.
Automaker Chrysler says it plans to jump into the all-electric market with a small electric vehicle based on its Fiat 500 mini car. The company says the lightweight 500 is perfect for an all-electric power system. The company hopes to have an all-electric version of the car ready for the U.S. market within 2 years. Wall Street liked the health care bill approved last night. The Dow was up 43 points. The Nasdaq gained 20 points today. This is NPR. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner is warning Americans will be unwilling to accept financial reform legislation that fails to provide strong consumer protections or which does not restrain risk taken by large banks. Geithner, in remarks prepared for a speech at the conservative think tank the American Enterprise Institute, urged lawmakers to listen to what families and businesses harmed by the economic crisis have to say. Geithner's remarks come as the Senate Banking Committee prepares to take up legislation sponsored by Connecticut Senator Christopher Dodd aimed at overhauling the financial system. Stanford University School of Medicine says volunteer teaching staff, like their full-time physician peers, will no longer be allowed to give speeches paid for by drug and medical companies. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports.
Stanford's medical school already has some of the most stringent ethics rules in the nation, but until now they only apply to staff doctors. Now the more than 600 doctors who teach unpaid and part-time at the university's School of Medicine, referred to as clinical adjunct professors, must also agree to forego participation in the often lucrative speakers bureau sponsored by drug companies and medical equipment manufacturers. If not, they lose the Stanford affiliation. Stanford isn't the first medical school to make its doctors choose. Earlier this year, a Harvard-affiliated physician resigned rather than give up his speaker's income. Stanford's dean, Dr. Philip Pizzo, says the ethics extension is necessary to counter public perceptions that doctors are unduly influenced by the pharmaceutical industry. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices moved higher today. Oil was up 57 cents a barrel, ending the session at $81.25 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.